First of all, let me wish every one of you a happy new year 2021, and let's hope that it's going to be much better than 2020. Before we get started, I just want you to know that in the end of this episode, there is going to be a small story. Stick to this episode till the end, right? Now let's get started with Helm. So, Helm is a package manager for Kubernetes, right? It's like if you take CentOS, it's like Yum, and if you take Ubuntu, it's APT. So it's like a package manager for Kubernetes. So we can package the YAML files and distribute these packages in public or private repositories to be used or reused, right? Let me give you a small example, right? For example, you may have to use a database application and you may have to deploy it in your own Kubernetes cluster. So these database applications, like it could be MongoDB, it could be PostgreSQL, whatever it could be, these are very commonly used and these are very popular applications. So someone may have already written these YAML files for his own application, and he could have packaged these together and uploaded it in a Helm repository somewhere so that these packages and these YAML files within the packages can be reused by someone else, right? So these packages with the YAML files are called Helm charts. So you can always download these Helm charts and use them within your own Kubernetes cluster. So like I've said just now, so Helm charts is a bundle or a group of YAML files. You can create your own Helm charts with Helm and push them into a repository so that others can use it. You can also download Helm charts which have been uploaded by others and use them for your requirement. Some commonly used applications like databases or monitoring applications which have complex setup have their Helm charts already uploaded in the repositories, which can be used by you. So Helm install command is used to install the Helm charts. You can reuse the configuration, which has been tried and tested by others. In some cases, the company which made the application will have its own official Helm chart uploaded in a Helm repository so that you can use the official Helm chart for your applications. Helm search can be used to search for these Helm charts within your command line interface. So you can use Helm search with your keyword so that you can get a list of Helm charts which are available, right? You may also create private repositories which can be used to distribute these Helm charts within your organization. Another feature of Helm is that it could be used for templating. That is, it could be used as a templating engine. For example, you have an application with its own microservices where the deployment and configuration of these microservices is almost same. You may create individual YAML files for each of these microservices, but remember that all these YAML files are almost identical except for a couple of values. You can use Helm to create a template file, which is like a blueprint for these microservices. And you can replace the dynamic values for each of these microservices within another YAML file, which is named as values.yaml file, right? So now you can use the template file and deploy your microservices in different environments and specify the dynamic values for each of these environments and use these instead of writing individual YAML files for each of these environments, right? Yeah, so you can now use Helm as a templating engine. There is another feature called release management, which is only available for Helm version 2 and is not available in the version 3. This is because in version 2, there are two parts in the architecture, the Helm client which is the command line interface, and the Helm server, which is called the tiller. So when you run a command, the server receives this command and executes this and sets up the deployment within your Kubernetes cluster. So when you create or change a configuration, the server will store a copy of each configuration for future references, and creating a history of chat executions. When you run the Helm upgrade command, your change will be applied to the existing deployment instead of creating a new deployment by deleting the old deployment. When something in your new deployment goes wrong, we can always roll back to the previous version using the Helm rollback command. So this is the main reason why we need the history of chart executions, right? Helm tiller is a very powerful component in the sense that it does everything, like create, configure, delete the deployment, and because of this, it's a big security risk, because it does everything, and so people could be targeting this component. So in Helm version 3, tiller is no more, and it's replaced with Helm binary, which solves the security issue, but it also removes the release management feature, right? So this is about Helm. Story time now for me is that I wear glasses, and if a small piece of dirt or some fingerprint is there on my glasses, it freaks me out. I can't really think about anything else apart from that stain on the glass. So I used to clean my glasses all the time, right? So these things used to bother me a lot. But one day I was too focused on the thing at hand, and the glasses got a little dusty, but it didn't bother me because I was focused on the job. And so these things, which are literally in front of me and are so close to my eyes, didn't really bother me. So these dust or whatever, like the fingerprints on the glasses, whatever it is, they didn't bother me that much. So all I want to say is, anyone except for billionaires who got rich, focus on the important. And there'll always be things which keep bothering you. So just focus on the important things, and if you focus enough, you may stop. So once again, Happy New Year, and you can always say hi or give your feedback by writing to me at kubernetes@cent.com. Thanks.